Switching gears now. If you're a regular listener to this program, you know that on Fridays we bring you Back Talk. Today, though, we decided it was time for Trash Talk. Now, even if you don't follow basketball, you have to be impressed with the National Basketball Association Championship Finals. The series between the Dallas Mavericks and the Miami Heat is now tied at 2 games each, and each of the last 3 games has come down to the very last shot at the very last second.
James back to Wade. Wade puts it up for the win. Off the mark, and Dallas has tied the finals with one of the most incredible comebacks in NBA Finals history.
Nowitzki spins, head fake, falling away. Shot won't go, and Miami holds on and takes game 3.
Wade lost the ball, throws it to backcourt, gets it to Miller. Miller puts it up. Air ball. And that's it. The Mavericks have even the series. What a game and what a series.
Now to the trash talk part. One fan of the Mavericks and one fan of the Heat have a particular interest in the outcome of the 7-game series. Representative Eddie Bernice Johnson hails from Dallas. She's with us on the line from there. And Representative Frederica Wilson hails from South Florida. She's with us from there. Welcome to you both. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
So I understand that you two have a wager. Can I just get a little bit more details about what exactly you're offering up? Now, Congresswoman Johnson, if it comes to that, and I know you're not preparing for that, what exactly is going to be on the menu if you should lose the bet?
Well, first of all, we will fly Texas barbecue to Washington. Texas barbecue is not matched by any other barbecue in the nation, or perhaps even in the world. And so that's what I was encouraged to offer by my staff, because they, too, enjoy it. However, this might not be an occasion when we'll need it.
Congresswoman Wilson, if it comes to that, what's up with you? What are you going to ante up with?
We ante up stone crabs.
Stone crabs?
Yes, from Miami.
I look forward to that stone crab, too.
Delicious stone crabs. But, however, we're going to leave those stone crabs on ice for now, because I don't think we'll be needing them. We're preparing the table for the barbecue, because Eddie Bernice and I are sorority sisters, we're link sisters, and we're friends. But sorry, we will win. The heat is blazing out there in Dallas, and it'll be blazing here in Miami.
Now, Congresswoman Wilson, your team includes 3 of the best players in the league. Now, you know this is true. A very expensive trio, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. But you know that there are some who are hating on them. You know this, of course. Does this cause you any anguish at all?
Well, you know, when you're good like that, you get jealous. You know, people become jealous of you. So that's not going to stop them from winning. We've invested a lot of money in them, and they have a great fan base here in Miami. I mean, even they're not playing here. But, you know, the stadium is still full. The arena is full, and people are watching it on big screens. They go in free, and they still pretend that the game is here. So that's not going to be a problem.
So you're brushing off the haters. Okay, Congressman Johnson, what about you? Tell me about brag on your team a little. Why do you think they're going to take it?
Well, first of all, we have a team. We don't have just 3 people. We have a team, and they play well together. When our best player, in many circumstances, Dirk, had the flu last night, and he had a broken finger that he broke back in the first game. But we won. We won because the team rallied. And then the players like each other, although there are some who stand out. We have a team, and I think that's in the final results of it is going to be the team that wins, not 3 high players. High-paid players.
Oh, see, so you went there. She went there.
Well, you know what? They're both good teams, but only one great team will win, and that great team is the Miami Heat. So, Eddie, Bernice, get ready to bring the barbecue. He can eat heartily.
All right, well, I'm glad I have you all in 2 separate cities now.
But the stone crabs would taste very good in this hot weather.
All right, what's the outcome for game 5? Game 5's coming up.
That's the Heat's game.
Okay, Congresswoman Johnson, with Game 5's coming
up. Well, now, left up to my good friend, all games are Heat games. So we're going to look in that. We're going to look. We might look out again like we did last night and like we did Thursday night.
Michelle, I rib her all day on the floor, and I have my following, and she has her following. But I have more Heat fans on the floor of Congress than Eddie Bernice has.
Oh, so we'll see. She's right, because there are very few other people in Dallas but me. But we do have some.
All right. Well, good luck to you both. I'm staying out of this one. Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson is a Democrat. She represents Texas's 30th congressional district based in Dallas. She was nice enough to join us from her home office in Dallas. Congresswoman Frederica Wilson is also a Democrat. She represents Florida's 17th congressional district, and she was nice enough to join us from her home office in Miami, Florida. Representatives, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
You.